You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
A few weeks ago, I was doing a training with my VIP program members, and I was talking about how you deal with failure or the feelings of failure, because sometimes that's what really derails the process of doing anything in life, particularly about saving your marriage. And it made me reflect on this, and I thought, you know, I need to put this in a podcast so that you could hear how to think about failure a little bit differently. I call this the FOF trap, the fear of failure trap. The FOF trap is what happens when you allow that fear of failure to keep you from acting. I've noticed how many times people will contact me and say, you know what, I'll grab your system and I'll do anything if you can just tell me that my marriage can be saved. It's kind of an interesting thing. They want to know ahead of time whether something can be saved or not before they're willing to take action that might save it. I tend to think that that's actually reversing the process of how to think about these things. Let me think about it in a different way for you, because I was talking with my father about this. He was at our house for Thanksgiving, and we were all walking around the neighborhood, and he and I were talking, and I said, you know, it's very interesting that people look at things so differently in life, and they don't even recognize it, because sometimes people will say, you know, I don't know if I can save my marriage, so I don't even want to try. And I said, Dad, what would happen if you found out you had cancer? And the doctor came in and said, you know what, there's a very high likelihood that if we don't do anything, you're going to die. But we have this procedure that will give you, I don't know, 10, 15, 20% chance of success. If we don't do anything, we know what's going to happen. If we do this, then we could save you. I said, what would you do with that? He said, oh, I would do the procedure. Not even a question. I said, you know, isn't it interesting? Because I tend to think that the chances of saving a marriage are way higher than that. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60, 70, 80%, according to the statistics that I've seen and that we've watched and monitored in our program. So there's the chance, better than flipping a coin, far better. In fact, sometimes better than 2 out of 3 and maybe even 3 out of 4 flips of a coin. That's a pretty good record. And yet people don't want to take the first step because they've fallen into the FOF trap, the fear of failure trap. And they get stuck there because that point derails them so much that they can't even get to the point where they want to try. Isn't it interesting how we're kind of inconsistent with those things? Because if it were a doctor saying, life-threatening, this is going to kill you, or we could try this, don't know what the chances are, but we could try it, everybody would choose to try it. Almost everybody would try it. But when we turn it on a relationship where we're going to have to take some action, we're going to have to do something and move towards it, suddenly, FOF trap grabs us and holds us and pulls us deep within it. And it's not whether we could save it or not that matters. It's the fear that we can't save it that keeps us from taking action. So instead of asking, can I save it? I suggest that people say, can I try? Am I willing to try? I don't guarantee that every marriage is going to be saved. I've been in this profession way too long to know that every marriage is savable. In fact, I know that sometimes I suggest that somebody not save their marriage. So I know that not every marriage is going to be saved. I also know that there's no way of knowing it on the front side on how it's going to turn out. You only know as you go through it. And so many times I'll have this conversation with people. They'll say, you know, if you can tell me I can save it, I'm all in. And I'll say, I can tell you if you do nothing, what the outcome is. If you do nothing, I guarantee you the marriage will end. If you take action, I promise you there's a chance that it can turn around. In fact, there's a really good chance it can turn around. But you have to start with the I'll try rather than can I save it, right? And so whenever you hear yourself saying, can I do this? Can I save it? Let me suggest that you add in a different phrasing, which is, am I willing to try? Can I try? Can I save it? Switch it over to, can I try? The effort is what proves the point. Not having the point proven, so then you'll take effort. We always start in an unknown. In every endeavor, you start with that. Think about how many times we started not knowing. Maybe you said, you know what? I don't know if I can make it through college, but I'm going to try. I don't know if I can make it to that destination, but I'm going to try. I don't know if I can make it to this career path, but I'm going to try. I don't know if I can do this with this illness, but I'm going to try. We apply it so many places. And then, and somehow in a relationship, we fall into the FOF trap. So I'm inviting you to think about that a little bit differently today. For instance, let's stop thinking about it as failures. Let's start considering it as data points, as informational, as ways of understanding things differently. Do you remember the story about Thomas Edison? There he is trying filament after filament after filament for his light bulb. He tried material after material, and he said he tried everything. Everything he could find, any scrap that he could make into a filament, he tried it. And supposedly, it was more than 1,000 that had failed. And a reporter said, so how does it feel to have failed over 1,000 times? And Thomas Edison said, I haven't failed over 1,000 times. I've eliminated 1,000 things that won't work. He created it as a data point. And whenever we use it as a data point, it's feedback. My belief is that failure is what happens when you stop trying, not when you don't get to where you want to. A lot of times people will come and they say, you know, I tried this and it failed, so I guess nothing can happen. And my suggestion is we look at that for information, data points. Okay, it failed. What was the reaction? Why do you think it failed? Is there a way that you didn't go in the direction that you might maybe should have? Maybe we need to fine-tune it a little bit and point in a different direction. That's data points. We can keep collecting data points and fine-tuning our plan. And that's always my approach. Let's find the plan. Let's fine-tune the plan. In fact, one of the programs that I've done with people is to help them begin to write their plan. And then after they've carried it out a little bit, to come back and review it again, because it's not failures along the way, it's data points. So the first thing to change is to see it as data points, not failure. The second is to be real clear that one of the things that dominates our lives is a fear of rejection. It happens throughout our lives. You see some attractive person that you're attracted to, and you fear rejection, so you don't go ask them out on a date or ask them for a dance or ask them to get a cup of coffee or ask them to walk down the street with you. And here's the interesting thing, as Jack Canfield has pointed out many times, it's always no if you don't ask. Isn't it interesting that when we play this rejection fear, we're already projecting out that we're going to be rejected. We don't want to be rejected, and so we play that out. And in the process, we don't even start the process. It's always a no unless we ask. It's always a no unless we try. Then it might be a yes. It could be a yes. But we stop ourselves from the beginning because we have this fear of rejection. And so it's easier to say, well, I didn't even try, than to feel that fear of rejection. But notice that all that does is it keeps us away from the possibilities. You have to ask for things in life to see if it's possible. And if you don't, the rejection is already built in. It's already a no, so you might as well try. The other thing I've noticed is that sometimes people plan to fail. They already have it as their mindset. And so they already work from a failing perspective. If you ever had somebody, you've watched them, maybe they're asking somebody out on a date and they say, you know, I know you probably don't want to, but they've already planned to fail in their setup. But what if they were to say, hey, you know what? I think we had a good conversation back there. Maybe we'd like to go get some coffee. Same in working on a relationship. Maybe you don't want to do this, so I'm not even going to reach out to hold your hand, or I'm not even going to add a compliment because maybe you don't want that. Instead of saying, hey, could I tell you something that really amazes me about you? That's a difference between planning to fail and planning and moving forward. You can plan to succeed by how you frame it. So one of the critical things in our plans is to make sure that we are dealing from our balls of our feet. This is from our people who do sales know that sometimes you'll do a great presentation. You know, you're pitching something, and when it's time to tell them the price, you suddenly roll to the back of your feet and you play defense because you feel like they're going to reject you right off. So you're already defending the position instead of leaning forward and letting them see why this is a better path. And it's the same in a marriage. Here we begin to work, and we're trying to change ourselves and to grow, and maybe we worked on the connection a little bit, and then it's time to move a little bit further, and we roll to the back of our feet on defense. You've got to discover that true self within you that knows that you are okay just where you are, that everything is okay, that you will survive no matter what happens with your relationship, and then you can decide to move forward because you have nothing to lose at that point. You only have to gain. That's Jack Canfield's whole premise. You have nothing to lose because if you don't move forward, it's already a no. The only thing you have to gain is by stepping up and trying to build a plan. This is the big piece. Think about that what if loop. Many times, we as humans work so hard to think about all the possible scenarios of how things could go wrong. And in the midst of thinking all of those scenarios, we build up so many what-ifs in our head that we become paralyzed. So I would suggest that you get rid of the what-if loop. What-if loop is when you say, what if this happens? What if they reject this? What if they don't like this? What if they won't talk to me? What if they won't respond to my apology letter, my invites, my whatever it is you've got in your plan? That's the what-if loop. Cut it off at the knees and instead say, I'll figure it out. Here's the big thing I've realized. Everybody is waiting to feel confident. They're waiting for something that will make them feel confident and move forward boldly. So I have a different definition of confidence. Confidence is the belief that you can and will figure it out. That's confidence. Not that you know it. Not that you have it down, but you will figure it out. Confidence is stepping up boldly knowing that no matter what happens, you will figure it out. You don't have to know it. You don't even have to know the next step, but you will figure it out as you move forward. You have that capacity. Believe in yourself. Don't get stuck in the fear of failure trap. It's false. It's a lie. It's something in our mind that keeps us from moving forward, leaves us in fear as if that fear is doing anything to serve you or protect you. It's not. All it's doing is getting you stuck in no before you ever have a chance of getting to yes. Now, if you realize that you've been in that fear of failure trap and you are ready to step forward, I want to invite you to grab my Save the Marriage system. That's how you figure out how to pull this forward. And if you've been walking through my system and you still stumble on that fear of failure, we have other resources. I have the VIP program available to you as a way of guiding you through that. Sometimes the system is more than enough for some people, and others say, you know what, I do need a little help stepping forward. We have that potential for you. So if you're ready, if you need the system, grab it at SaveTheMarriage.com, SaveTheMarriage.com. If you've already got the system, look for how to get involved in the VIP program. It is probably the best value for the resources you need to get you moving forward and keeping you out of the FOF trap. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.